And on that note, hello! Welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is Nick, but these guys call me their Game Master. And you're listening to Pokemon Rollout, a real-play Pokemon Tabletop United RPG podcast. What's your name?
I'm Paul, and I play Charlie Time Pine.
I'm Michael, and I play Professor Rudimentus Sneeze.
That was good. I'm Lydia, and I play Socially Awkward... Oh, wait, no, I don't...
I mean, yes. Yep, nailed
that's
it.
Just my, that's nailed just it. My normal person.
Wow, it's been a while no since I flubbed. Okay, so I'm Lydia, and I play Liliana Socially Awkward Shadow Garden. There we go. Okay.
Liliana is kind of socially awkward.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Definitely some social awkwardness in the group.
Not Charlie.
No, not this group.
The interesting thing about social awkwardness is you don't have to realize you're being awkward in order to still be awkward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the last time you all were in front of a door that seemed to be made out of a bunch of clinks, clink-clang holding the door shut. As you're looking at it here, there is a bit of light right at the top of the door where, like, it seems to come to the frame that seems to be very slowly spreading, like, very, very slowly spreading from the light there. Mm-hmm. Kind of a whitish light there, and it's just the gears are kind of shifting through slowly and moving there. You're in a somewhat spacious area, still cavernous, still undergroundy. You're there. Also, there is a beeping noise coming from Charlie's backpack.
Oh, fun. Okay. Charlie goes, no, I've seen this one before. It's Orr Jones. Orr Jones, you gotta take a staff and, like, you gotta get the light to hit it just right. You know, the guy with the whip and the hat.
I'm not, well, okay, I guess I am pretending to be a guy right now, but I don't have a hat on.
So we all hear the beeping coming from my bag. Is that something that we're all aware of?
Yep, I would say that it's loud enough to be noticeable. It's not like super piercing, but it's noticeable.
Okay.
Whoa, what's Katana doing in there?
What's that sound?
I don't know. Don't your backpacks just beep randomly too?
No, Charlie, they don't.
Okay. This has happened once or twice before, a beeping or buzzing or chime.
But how many years ago?
Well, zero in game.
Yeah,
but.
Just a couple months.
Yeah.
Charlie sits down with his bag and he starts rifling through it, and it's of course the typical, like, a bag of holding trope. He, like, throws out, like, pots and pans and umbrellas in there, and somehow there's, like, this lamppost too. Some dumbbells. An apple that an apple that takes a bite out of.
An apple or an applin?
Oh, no.
Charlie never caught an applin, so he would know that.
No.
Thank goodness.
That he knows of.
No.
He's like, he finds a Pokeball with a Pokemon in it. Oh, yeah, that's in here, too. Tosses that behind him.
Grief.
It's probably, let me see here, what did I catch most recently? It's probably the Alolan Grimer.
Yep. That's gonna poison
or the world feed. Yeah, but yeah. Nick, do I have to roll some sort of a check to see if I find the beeping thing?
No, I don't think you do.
Okay.
You realize you have an inventory page on your character sheet that contains what you're carrying, right?
Charlie,
it's only as complicated as you make
Charlie
it.
Reaches in, he pulls out a sheet of paper. Oh yeah, someone's been writing down all the things I have. All right, let's see here. I'm guessing, if I were to throw out a guess, I'm guessing I'm pulling out, is it McNeil's recorder? Mankineals?
Remind me if I've got it wrong. You were the one who was carrying the translator thing that you found in the ruins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was. I don't have that in my inventory.
Yeah, you don't have that written down, but you're carrying it.
Okay. Let me record that right now.
That is what is beeping.
Translator from
as it has done before.
Yes, I found the translator from the ruins. That was the one that the digital ducks were talking to us through, right?
That's what they were there for with it. Yes, they weren't talking through it.
Oh, they might have talked through it. But they did say that there was some sort of a something would come through like a long, long, long time later.
To recap what's going on with that, in the ruins, you found that machine, and you also found a very old scroll written in a language that none of you had ever seen before.
Yep.
The machine started to translate that scroll and was working through it. Mm-hmm. And okay. It gave you it noticed something in the scroll that gave you what seemed to be like an automated or pre-recorded response and continued to do it, but then ran out of power. And then when you entered into this tunnel, it seems to have regained power and was recharging and going through that.
Okay. All right. So I look at the translator and be like, okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, this thing, the thing that the Porygon had showed us. It was looking at that scroll or something. I don't know.
So, Charlie, first thing you see is a page on the top. It has a page number and it says page 1 of 675.
Okay.
The words you see is... Sing Meloetta of the anger of, in brackets, untranslatable, in another brackets, untranslatable, that destructive wrath which brought woes upon untranslatable, and it kind of keeps going in this format, where there's a lot of untranslatable things for names in there for a bit, and as you're kind of reading down it, a tooltip pops up that says, read summary, yes, no.
Hang on, before we do this... We need to give the tooltip a name, like Clippy.
Oh my gosh.
It'd probably just be some version of Rotom, but I feel like that's unoriginal.
Rotom is such an easy cat. I know. Like, I think.
It's like ghost shifting stuff.
Rotom's like a generic brand.
So basic.
What? It's a Zubat. Yes, it's a Zubat, because every time you see a Zubat, you're mildly annoyed by it.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a Zubat called Zubi.
Zubi, yes.
All right.
It sings background in Perry the Platypus's theme song.
Zubi, 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 Zubi.
Charlie says, of course, being the impatient teenager, he's like, yes, like accept all conditions. Yep. All terms and conditions. Yep. All
right. The screen blanks, and then written on the top is transmitting written summary at end of documents, and it sends you this.
Oh, no.
Is this for Paul size only right now?
Oh. He's the one who's looking at it, so he can read it aloud if he likes and explain what it looks like.
Okay, so it's a poem in kind of like a diamond shape.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. I think it's a poem, and maybe it's one of those things where you read it one way, it's really depressing, and then you read it the other way, it's actually really enriching. Let me read it here. It says, fools we were, for when faced with those beyond, we then awakened the great island sleeping. We thought that its great hunger would save us from those beyond us. It is better to be consumed. Is it better to be consumed or to be controlled by them? Did we have a third choice? It is far too late for our regrets. In the end, we were fools.
Hmm.
So, like, some old crazy person wrote this or something?
This is some, like, Call of Cthulhu stuff.
Charlie tries reading it backwards, and it doesn't make much more sense.
Well, listening to it right there, it sounds like it would make about the same sense. Like, it probably says basically the same thing forwards and backwards.
Nick, is it okay if I take a screenshot and share it with them so they can have the visual as well?
Yes, that is perfectly fine. The only stylistic thing you would notice, possibly, and Professor Sneeze would more likely notice simply because he's in a more academic field, Liliana might notice as well, is it is written with the way it is spaced. Every subsequent line is an additional syllable until it reaches 8, and then it descends back down to 1.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yes, that is. Okay.
It's a dark Raikou.
Yes, that's stuck in my head now. It's stuck in my head.
That's funny.
Yes.
So I'm just curious. Is it what Michael said is funny, or is my thing the funny? Did you guys hear my thing?
dark haiku.
Dark Raikou.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, Paul, it was funny the first time.
Okay, I'm just checking because Michael did a funny thing too. I have to be clear on what's funny. Like, I need that validation. If you're laughing at me, great. I need a note. If not, I need to say my joke again until you do laugh at it.
Looking at it again, it's one. It goes one syllable up to eight. It doubles the eight, and then it goes back down to one. Yeah.
Any note on the source? Is there a byline on this scroll that shows who wrote it?
Nope. I don't know, this is just the summary of it all. Like, it might be in, like, some footnotes and the other stuff. There's a lot of redacted things in there, like, not really redacted, it's just, like, untranslatable, so basically redacted, you know, all that good stuff, so.
Did you try turning it off and back on again?
Are you showing the screen to anyone, Charlie, or are you just holding on to it?
Yeah, I'm showing them the screens, like, the intention of me actually showing... Like, giving them the message, like, so that they can have the visual. So, yes, I'm showing it to them.
You are able to kind of click back to the main body of the scroll again. To put it in terms of if you understand, imagine the Iliad translated by Google Translate into English.
Got it.
So, it's perfect.
And, I mean, like, ancient words one-to-one through it, so... It's not impossible to understand. In fact, it's doing okay. But if it doesn't know the word, it either puts it in or it goes kind of untranslatable. Clicking with it a bit, you can get the actual... You can try to get it to start doing it phonetically, but it's a little hard for it to figure out and to go through. So it's kind of like chugging through those words and ideas. It seems like a lot of the untranslatable is names, but it is dense. It is written as an epic lay of sorts, an epic poetry, so...
Hey, do we still have that, like, really crackly recording of the person? Does this have any relation to that?
Yeah, does anyone
certainly possible
keep their transmission of the...
We have that. That is somewhere.
Yeah, I yes, think we have that in our someone's possession. I feel like that was Charlie again who had that.
Why do we entrust Charlie with important things?
That's a really good question.
I wonder what this... What this reference to the great island sleeping is that was awakened. Possibly an ancient Pokemon of some kind that's massive and disguised as an island? Or perhaps an island that is infected with something like the Blight? This is very curious. I don't know if there's... and the third choice. What is the third choice? That we might have to keep in mind. What is the third choice?
How much has been revealed to us? So, out of character question. How much has been revealed to us about Zekrom? Or maybe should Charlie roll an occult ed to see how much he knows about Zekrom? Mm. We know about Zekrom. We know about Reshiram. This is about Kirim.
Yes, I think the last time you rolled when you were looking at Zekrom Reshiram, you had an idea of Kirim, but you didn't know much. You knew that it was an idea that existed, but you didn't know much about it.
Okay.
Actually, you were aware of it, and you were aware that's what it was. You were aware of it to some extent, and you were aware from the futurist that they may have been looking for it as well.
Yeah, and I've got it as a quest since episode 22 for us is to get Kirim. Mm.
Related to that and connected with that is when you talked to the relic, the archetype of knowledge and slumber all the way back in the ruins near 22, one thing that was mentioned was that you saw the ruins as a more linear and clear form of what they were trying to represent because of your relation to the archetypes and other things. Whereas others saw more of a veneer that had more Reshiram and Zekrom within it, that had a more clear thing there. So it seems like you're dealing with something that is similar but not the same as these creatures. Even though they're taking part, it's like it's complementary rather than one-to-one. And yes, finding Kirim is definitely something that's been on the back of your minds ever since these, you know, Zekrom and Reshiram have started appearing, but... As you're sitting and kind of like talking through this and working through it, and you can continue to do so, but the thing I'll mention is like as you're doing this, you will notice that the cogs on the door are kind of like from outwards going in are kind of like slowly clicking into a certain place, and the light around the door is getting steadily wider. So it looks like the door is basically setting up to open, but it is going to be hours before it is opening. So there is a process in place, but it's taking a while.
Mm-hmm. Have we looked around this this chamber any further?
Not very much.
Anything else we see?
It is a half-circle chamber. The flat side of the half-circle is basically taken up by the door. And then you've got this space here, mostly flat floor, light coming from the doorway and from a couple of the crystals out in the area, dirt flooring. It's fairly nondescript. If there were chairs against the wall, it would be like a waiting area.
Yeah. Can we try talking to these Clink? Let's see if they know anything about what the purpose of this room is and what's beyond it. Hey, Archie, come on out. Let's talk to some Pokemon. I send out Archie to talk to the Clink.
Okay, so you send out Archie. Are you telling him to do that or is?
Yeah, I'm saying Archie, can you help me translate? I want to ask these Clink what the purpose of this room is.
Archie kind of blinks, looks over to you. Oh, yes. And goes and talks to the Clinks and then kind of stops and stares at them for a bit and then looks back at you and then looks back at them.
Is there something wrong?
They said you can hold shift to run.
What would we be running from?
It kind of turns back, talks to the Clinks, and then they said, next said credits can be exchanged for goods and services.
Are we still in the museum from before? Are these guys with the clay doll?
just like most boring NPCs. Why? Why are we in a waiting room where the door is a boring NPC?
Like a loading tip?
Yeah, it's a loading screen.
I'm gonna die of boredom in here. Liliana falls to the ground and Grunge just sits on her back.
Licks the cheek a little bit. And then
No, Grunge, I can't be consoled.
Does enough? this is maybe a blessing in disguise because I've been trying to heal myself with this bandage. So maybe a little rest and I'll be back up to full readiness.
At the pace this door is going, you could probably sleep and be up for it. So
okay, sounds good.
Okay.
I'm going to consider myself healed.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is everyone going to sleep?
Oh, I don't think we're making that decision yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like, so while we could wait it out and just like do the time skip, I feel like there's a more interesting way to solve this. I just don't know what it is yet. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
No, I think that's fair.
No, I think you, yeah.
I'd like to do a perception check on the room and just see if there's anything that we haven't come across yet. Like, maybe there's a button on the wall that says shift, and that'll make it run faster, or follow-up question, on the translator thing, probably not even connected to this museum, but is there a shift button on the translator?
If I remember correctly, the translator's keys are not in your language.
Mm.
But is there a shift button on there? Like,
not that you know of.
Yeah, I was gonna do a perception too.
All right, so. Well let's perceive together.
Okay. Oh. I got a 10 in perception. Liliana did.
Charlie got a 18 in perception.
I'm also going to have Grunge roll perception.
Okay.
And he got an 11.
18 from Charlie. Is Professor Sneeze doing it?
Nothing worth anything.
Aw, I think you're worthy.
So, what everyone notices is that the walls are very featureless. The ground is very plain. And the door starts to clink, like the clicking on the door clicks a little bit slower as everyone's looking around. Charlie, you notice the moment that the walls become slightly more defined as you're looking at them and studying them closely.
Defined as in how? Like
sharp? As in they were blank, featureless walls and suddenly they have texture.
Okay.
As in they were stone walls, but now they're textured stone walls. As you're paying close attention to them. Liliana and Grunge, you always saw them as textured walls.
Huh.
Okay. What?
Liliana's just gonna walk over to it and put her hand and push again.
Okay. It does not move.
But it worked last time. Grunge, you push too. Come on, together.
Grunge happily goes up and is pushing, you know, put two paws against the door. Not doing much.
Push harder.
Charlie, are you paying attention to them as they're doing that?
No, I think Charlie's interested in the walls and I'm just like curious as to why they seem more textured.
Now they look like plain, regular cave walls. Everything there have the solid texture, have the full setup of it and everything there. There's nothing to indicate that they are different. The gears are clicking slightly slower than they were before.
So wait, are the details going in and out for Charlie?
No, he saw them pop in and they've remained in ever since.
Oh, okay.
So to understand this correctly, Charlie's original perception is that these were just walls of a room before, right?
Yes.
But now that I'm looking at them more specifically, he sees that it's just like the textured part of a cave.
Here's what it is. Okay. When you were not paying attention to them, they were cave walls. When you started paying attention to them, Liliana and Grunge just noticed regular cave walls. Charlie noticed the instant that they turned from featureless cave walls to textured regular cave walls, as though they didn't have full definition when you weren't paying attention to them.
Okay.
That's fun.
Okay. Charlie brings, is going to bring everyone's attention to this because he doesn't know how Liliana and Grunge are perceiving this, but guys, like the walls are weird. Like the more I look at them, the more they are like they're looking like they didn't seem textured before, but now that I'm like looking at them, they're more textured. Like Sneeze, what do you notice? Like look at the walls.
That's strange. That's very strange. All right, can I look at the walls?
Give me a technology education check.
Wait, so is the wall kind of like one of those pictures where you have to stand at a certain distance in order to see the image in it? I love those books.
That's an 11 in tech ed.
11 in tech ed, okay.
Can I have Archie also roll?
Yes.
Tech
is
ed?
Liliana or Grunge asking that?
His tech ed is better than mine.
Yes.
16 for Archie.
Archie goes, video games.
What?
Render distance video games progression are only loads what is necessary to be seen.
Oh. Hmm.
Are you suggesting, Archie, that we are in a video game?
Seems unlikely, but unsure what else could explain behavior described by Charlie.
Do we know what video games are in this world?
They're new.
Oh, okay.
New enough that Liliana may not have dealt with many of them. Maybe if she went to an arcade, she would have.
Okay.
Professor Sneeze probably does not. Not very much, at least. Unless he, you know, had a moment with them. But especially being in the D region, or a part of the region, and being, you know, 67 years old.
The video game, this is going to rot the children's brains. Should be outlawed.
Archie also says, it would also explain why it's wrong. Archetype of fact, something feels off.
I hear
you. You didn't notice that, like, you had to prompt him to look at the door. He was just kind of staring off until you said something. So when he came out of his Pokeball, he kind of had a moment, too. So
also, guys, if you listen, the clink and the clang, they're slowing down, too. They're not going as fast as they used to be going.
Yep, the processing power to fully render in all five senses a rock wall.
So, idea, guys. So, like, gosh, I can't think of a video game pun right now.
Do your best.
I don't know. I got nothing. Anyways, I got a... Gosh, what do you even call a game? Like, I guess in the Pokemon world, they're just called the actual systems. I have a Game Boy at home. It's a Game Boy.
It's true.
I guess handhelds would just be coming out, you know. But.
I have a Game Boy, and I got some games on it, and, like, sometimes it takes, like, longer to do things. Like, the more you make it do, the longer it takes to actually do the stuff. And I think that when we look at the walls, like, the whatever's, like, making this thing happen, they're like, oh, we gotta make the walls look pretty, and then it takes longer to do the stuff. So if we stop looking at the walls, don't look at the walls, look somewhere else. If the door might open faster. What if we just I wouldn't say sleep necessarily, but what if we just close our eyes for a while?
The options that I would say you have, as and you've already kind of brought it up for that, the one is, with what you're doing, is, yeah, the fastest way to get this thing is to give it as little to render as possible, which is, you know, a slightly mind-bendy concept, but that's the fastest it's going to go, and it's going to load and put together. The other thing, which is more of a gamble, is these are Pokemon that are either... Uh-huh. The thing is, the question is whether they are opening the door or holding the door closed.
Well, what if we close our eyes for a little bit and just see what happens, if there is any sort of progress at all?
Okay.
Close our eyes and count to five. Close your eyes. And then open them again.
Stop smelling, too. Stop smelling.
All right.
Okay. Close your eyes, plug your nose, hold your breath.
Wait, do we count down from five and then clap, or?
Oh, it has to be all at the same time. So we're synced up.
So we close our eyes.
All right, here we go. Okay. Everybody, close your eyes. Here we go. And I'll count us down, and then we'll clap and open our eyes. But wait, if I'm counting, then we're adding sound and we're adding hearing. Isn't that adding?
How about
processing power?
The question is, do you need to be rendered?
What do we need rendered?
Do we need to be.
That is the question. That is the thing, because if you're adding the noise, is that something for it to process, or are you adding it?
My brain doesn't like this puzzle.
How about this? So everybody just shut up and be still. Professor Sneeze, once you've counted to five in your head, then just say okay, open your eyes or something. Werewolves wake up. Yeah, I don't know. But
Lycanroc.
Lycanroc, wake up.
Lycanroc. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, everybody close your eyes. And I'm going to count in my head. One.
Where's everyone standing?
Three, four. I'm going to stand. I want to be facing the door.
Okay.
Liliana's going to be leaning up against the wall.
Charlie's central in the room, not looking in any specific direction.
Okay. So closing your eyes and counting.
Four, five. Hey, Lycanroc, wake up. Everybody look.
The clicking from the cogs and the light moving across the door is about the same speed it was before, maybe slightly faster.
Okay, so maybe it's increasing a little bit, perhaps.
So
I'm still unsure. Do we want this door to open?
Well, how else are we gonna get out? I mean, I suppose we could use Nelly again, but
Nelly, we wouldn't know where we were going though.
Exactly. So maybe we should just wait for the door. What if there's treasure and stuff behind it? Okay, we're gonna wait for the door. Liliana just closes her eyes and sits down.
But what if
it's Chekhov's door at this point? There's a door. You gotta open it.
Yeah. So be quiet and sit down.
What if that's a great island sleeping or whatever that's behind the door and it's going to eat us?
Well, if you're going to be pessimistic.
Or something. Somebody's got to be.
Well, you know what, Professor Sneeze? That's me. And I'm choosing not to be right now. So you have to sit down and be quiet because I say so.
Yeah,
and
so you've vacated your position. Excuse me. Who has a doctorate?
Not that means anything. Please, your bones crack even when you just walk. You can't jump across building roofs like I can.
Why would there be an island inside of a cave and a door and stuff? That's not where islands go.
Yeah, Professor Sneeze.
Why would there be a video game inside of a cave?
Because there's Pokemon here.
A cave inside of a video game or...
Charlie takes a moment and counts the walls.
It's one curved wall and the door because it's a half circle.
Oh. Yep. So there aren't four walls.
There are not four
There
walls.
Is no fourth wall. Okay. So what you're saying is there's no fourth wall.
At the moment, there is no fourth wall.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on this here wall, and I'm going to try to stand vigilant and ready here with Archie. We're watching. Be ready, Archie. I don't know what's coming.
Okay, so Professor Sneeze watching with Archie, and Liliana and Charlie are closing your eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liliana and Charlie, since you've been walking for a while, you've gotten into battles and different things, please make a focus check for me.
Oh. I only focus.
Is the DC above a six?
Roll it.
Hey, it's a 6.
I got a 10.
That's a critical success.
Charlie, why does it say you have 94 injuries on your sheet?
Oh no, Charlie's dead.
Oh gosh,
he's been dead this whole time.
I mean my current HP is probably 94.
And so zero injuries.
I have zero injuries.
And Liliana, you rolled a 10?
Yes. Apparently that's my lucky number tonight.
Unfortunately, what that means is both of you fall asleep.
Aw, man.
After a few moments.
Not surprised.
Mm. Yep. It's, you've been walking for a bit. You've been in a bit, so you notice them both kind of falling asleep. And
wait, should I roll a focus for Grunge?
Yes, since he's still out. Yes.
And Katana doesn't really go to her Pokeball, so should she do it too?
Sure.
Beep. Oh no, Grunge is asleep. He got a 4.
Yep.
He dead the baby.
That is an 8 plus 1, 9. I'm guessing Katana's asleep too.
Okay. She's undamaged, so she's doing okay for the moment as far as you. You're all asleep. She's not there. Professor Sneeze, as kind of time goes by and the hours go and this is slowly charging through, can you and Archie both make focus checks as well?
Certainly.
As he's rolling that, since we're asleep, do we heal at all?
You will start healing, but let me see how healing works per hour in before I end.
Okay.
I knew I forgot.
With my bandage increases my healing rate.
Yes, and that's just that's you sitting still, so you're okay for that.
Yeah.
Healing.
Anyway, I got a 9, and Archie got a 6.
Resting. Okay. Archie got a 6. You got a 9. Okay. So, can use half hour resting, heal 1/16 their maximum hit points for natural save 24 hours. Any new? How does the bandage work?
The bandage said something about 6 hours. It lasts 6 hours. I heal 1/8 per half hour.
1/8 per half hour. Okay. So,
and if it lasts for the full 6 hours, then it heals an injury.
It has been 4 hours since you've fallen asleep. So Liliana and Charlie, you both heal, and Grunge, you heal up to half your HP. So up to the max that you can. If you have an injury, it still hasn't been 24 hours since. So you still have that injury at the moment, but
okay.
You heal up to half your HP, or you heal half of your HP up to your full, with or without injuries. Professor Sneeze, you would heal your entire HP, but you're not quite out of the injury yet. You still have 2 hours. So you're healed up to full no matter what, okay. Except for the injury though.
Okay.
So your max HP is 117, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fixing that.
You also notice Archie drooped to sleep next to you. A minute or two after that, you notice the room gets slightly brighter with a bit of ambience from something behind you.
I look at it.
Okay, what you see standing just over 3 feet tall is a large pink, purple, and white mushroom. It's got a big purple bell. The big mushroom cap is purple with some white spots on it and a pink ruff, a white stalk with like very thin arms and a pink, almost like diaper like bottom area. It almost looks like a diaper or like a pair of like poofy pants for it. And then it's got 2 black holes for eyes and a smiling black mouth. And you see it kind of pop in and it's just ambiently glowing. It looks around and it kind of like starts toddling over towards you, still smiling.
I'm going to roll a Pokemon Ed.
Okay.
22.
Okay. You know that this is a Shinodic, which is a grass and fairy type Pokemon. Often lives in dark forests, but also can live in caves. It competes with Parasect over territory and drops a lot of spores. Can confuse things, cause them to lose their ways. The flickering spore it releases can cause drowsiness. It takes advantage of sleeping prey by sucking their energy through the tips of its arms. And as you're thinking through that, it goes and lifts up a hand and blows flickering energy at you. You just got hit by sleep powder. You're asleep.
Gah!
And
Is Katana still awake?
Give me another focus check since it's been 4 hours.
7 plus 1, 8.
Let's say that she is. Yes.
Ooh, okay.
So Katana sees the Shinodic looking over all of you, and it kind of walks over and it goes to hit the wall and kind of stops, and then it kind of taps the wall a few more times, kind of looks at it confused, then turns back. And then after a few more moments, Professor Sneeze, roll a d20 to recover from sleep.
Okay. Oops, hold on. 7.
You stay asleep. After a few moments, Katana sees a large gray Pokemon with a single staring red eye in the center of its forehead, and a orange Pokemon with like a bulbous brown bottom that has a second grinning face, and then there's a smiling face on top with what seemed to be like orange hair that it almost manipulates like arms, pop into existence on the other wall, just kind of like appear there. And they kind of blink and look around and kind of seem to communicate, and then they start moving towards the three sleeping trainers. Thank you for joining us this week. You can find us online at tapsradio.org/Pokemon-rollout, on Twitter or X at PokeRoll Podcast, and on Facebook, facebook.com/PokeRollout. Join our Facebook group, the Pokemon Rollout Tap Room. As long as you're not a robot, we'll approve your request to join. There you can join in the conversation with creators and fans and become a part of the Pokemon Rollout community. Also, follow our network on Twitter or X at Tapster Radio, and check out some of our other great shows at tapsterradio.org, like Intermission, Michael and Ethan in a Room with Scotch, Freddy Goes to a Podcast, and Us Play Fiasco. A special thank you to Rocco W. for our theme music, Electric Donkey Muscles, and feel free to check the show notes for the other music and sound effects used in this episode. Once again, I'm Nick, and I think you can still technically follow me on Twitter at PokeRollNick.
I'm Paul. Don't worry about extra Twitter. Like, I'm not gonna leave it, but like, don't worry about it. Just come hang out with us on Discord, and that's where all the stuff is happening. So, come to our Discord, chat with us. We're doing a lot of TCG Pocket stuff right now.
Oh yeah.
I'm Michael. You can find me on X at MGLALIENTHAL. Also on Instagram at the same. I'm also on Substack. You can follow me there at Good Pilgrim. And friend me if you join our Discord, you can find my friend code for the TCG Pocket game. So you can friend me there.
Yeah. Yeah, become my friend too. And yeah, I'm Lydia. You can follow me on... you can't follow me on X. I don't post anything on X. But we do have our Instagram at Pokemon Rollout. And then also too, just as a reminder here, we had posted about it in the Discord. We are going to be doing a Q&A episode for the 5th Monday in December. So hop on the Discord, send us your questions. This can be for either like us as the players. This can be for our characters and whatnot too. So just have fun with it. Let us know.
There is no fourth wall. You can find me on Twitter at Behind Your Eyelie. That's Behind Your EYELI. If you like what we do here on Pokemon Rollout, tell us, friend, retweet us, and especially please rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. If you really like us, donate to us on Patreon, patreon.com/PokeRollPodcast, and get some sweet rewards. Special thanks to our patrons, Dr. Audino, Peter Stadmuller, Kyle Albert, Micah Greenspoon, Andrew Case, David Harshman, Taylor Bonforte, Michael, Aska Blood, Jeffrey Sho, Casey DeFritis, Andrew Weil, Spencer Tool, Froxus, Arming Sword and Buckler, Starlink, Legendary, Scotty Newton, Ursa 93, Terry Pfau, Penguin, Vincent Nazarishan, Lauren Polson, Stephanie Reinauer, Lance, Big Fat Nuke, Daniel Mabry, Wern the Patronizer, Autumn and April Art, The Gaming Motion Artist, Magical Girl in Training, Justin Brennan, and Copperhead 9215. You guys are awesome, and we can't say it enough. We really appreciate all that you, the gentle listeners, do for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope we don't get murdered while we sleep.
Oh, my.
This is the least necessary part about this, but let's try it out. So, anyways, you're watching. Here we go.
Yep.
I'm going to turn the video on.
We need those visuals for this
exactly,
audio podcast.
Yes.
Right.
You say it as it's like a consolation. No, this is a step up. This is an upgrade.
This is
I don't think you realize how much I love cats, Paul. Real animals. No, Bulbasaur.
I don't think
great.
You realize how cool Bulbasaur is.
Bulbasaur is cool. I do agree. It's okay, Paul. I like Pokemon too. I promise.
He is the third coolest original star.
Oh, boo!
Throw Nick off the podcast. We don't need him.
We'll just make up our own game.
Who said that?
With Arceus.
All right, I'll take the night off. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I need to open up the actual episode editing stuff.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, we do. Oh, wait, I know what you're talking about now.
I'm the only regular one here.
Keep telling yourself that, Paul.
Here.
No,
yeah, let me fix it.
This guy thinks he's funny and laughs at his own jokes. What a card.
I gotta put this candy away. It's only gonna be crinkly for the audio. We don't want crinkly audio.
Yeah, don't do it.
Is that for crinkly audio?
Why do you all hate me?
Shouldn't it be the name of a town in Unova? His name?
I went with a just the general region that's very, like, American Southwest-ish, so...
I could see
oh,
it.
Oh, wait! Okay.
Australia would definitely
work. Are you talking about Indiana Jones?
Yes!
Yes.
I thought you were just talking about Gandalf. He has a hat.
Gandalf, Indiana Jones. Like,
oh, wait,
the difference,
no, he doesn't
really?
Have a whip. It's the Balrog that has a whip.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Indiana Jones. I get you now.
Yep.
The Balrog is Indiana
yes,
Jones.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. What's a Clippy?
Is this a joke or are you really too young for this?
No, that's it. No, I know what Clippy is.
Okay.
I wasn't like old enough to really use Clippy,
you're
but
you're a decade younger than I am.
Yeah. I have to mercilessly beat this dead Rapidash.
It's basic joke economics.
Yipes.
So, just picturing Charlie kicking the corpse of a Rapidash, staring. That's the thing.
Is this funny now?
Yikes.
Is this a joke to you?
Oh boy.
Wow. Pokemon Rollout after
the
dark is really
bad. Our last episode was dark.
Yeah. Okay then. Yeah, so.
For Mike and Lydia and Nick. I'm gonna have a stroopwafel. You don't know what a stroopwafel is. Stroopwafels are delicious things. I think they're German, actually. They're waffles, but they're pressed very thin and they have caramel inside of them. And the idea is that you're supposed to put them on top of your coffee cup and you let it warm and then you can, like, dip it and just, it's so delicious and fantastic. But I don't do that very much. I just eat stroopwafels as they are in the very nice caramely goodness that they are. While I'm resetting my phone, I will now enjoy my stroop. It's actually two stroop waffles, but they're put together with such gooey, wonderful goodness. Oh man, if you could see, again, no visuals right now, but if you could see this, like, it's like commercial level gooiness going on. It is fantastic. And Lydia, I apologize, like, you're gonna have to be pulling this aside from the overlapping
words.
Conversation yeah. that Michael and Nick are having.
It's something.
It's something. It's something.
So make sure you isolate this, and you just listen to me talk about the gooey, gooey goodness that are sweets.
Obscurantism and obfuscation.
Orally observed, gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Obviated objects of oblivion.
Obambulating about.
Offered unto
offered
you.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
In the Tapestry Radio Network.
Tapestryradio.org.
From our fancy to yours.